Hey everyone, it's Jonathan, and I'm excited because today we get to hear from a very special guest and a dear friend of mine. It's always been an intention of mine to use this as a platform to not just hear from myself, but also to lean into the wisdom of some incredible people that I get to know. So today we're hearing from one of my dear friends, David Beavis. Along with being one of my greatest friends, David also serves as the junior high pastor at B4 Church in Beaverton, Oregon. He holds a master's in theology from Talbot Seminary and is currently pursuing a doctorate of leadership in global perspectives from Portland Seminary. David and his wife, Laura, live in Hillsboro with their dog, Kova, which they named after their favorite Portland coffee shop, which is a great spot if you ever get the chance to check it out. So let's tune in to this audio devotional prepared by David Beavis.
Hey, it's Jonathan, and welcome to Epiphany, an audio devotional for all of us on the way to wisdom.
I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them. Andy Bernard, The Office. I remember often sitting in class during my high school days feeling homesick. My family moved away from my childhood home before my freshman year of high school. This resulted in me looking back on that time with a desire to return to the good old days. I wanted to return home. Not to the home that my family lived in right now, in this new city, but I wanted to return to my old home where we used to live. Things were much simpler. Life was a lot happier. I was longing to return home. Have you ever felt that longing? That longing for a home you once had, but now have only an idealized version of in your memories? Longing for a home that was taken from you, or longing to finally arrive at a home that you have been searching for your whole life. The late Catholic poet and scholar John O'Donohue wrote, "Your longing frequently takes you on inner voyages that no one would ever guess. Longing is the deepest and most ancient voice in the human soul." C.S. Lewis calls this the lifelong nostalgia. What if we leaned into this longing, this nostalgia, instead of numbing ourselves to ignore it? What if we pulled the thread on this longing? What would we find? Let's explore a theme in the scriptures that may help point us in the right direction as we explore our longing for home. This theme is dwelling. And when we open up the scriptures, we find the theme of dwelling from start to finish. So let's start at the beginning. When we think of the creation story, we usually think of the debate between creationism and evolution. We feel there's a tension between how the theory of evolution and its scientific backing talks about how the world came to be and how the Bible describes it. We wonder, is the universe 14 billion years old, or is it a little over 6,000 years old? But this is not what the original ancient Near Eastern audience would have wondered. The creation account is not a scientific description about how and when the world came to be. It is Hebrew poetry telling us who ordered the world. Renowned Old Testament professor John Walton writes, "It would not have been difficult for a reader from anywhere in the ancient Near East to take one look at the seven-day account and draw the conclusion that it was a temple story." You see, in the ancient world, the temple was the center place for the gods' rule. And for the Hebrew people hearing this creation account, they would know that creation is God's temple, and he has come to dwell and to rule from his temple. The creation account is about God ordering creation to become his dwelling place. According to Professor Walton, there is a difference in describing how a house is made and how a home is made. And this creation account is about God choosing to make his home with creation. So we see in the beginning, God made a home, and humanity was a part of that home. But we know what happens. Humanity chooses to not live by the rules of the home, and they disobey God. God therefore sends them away from his garden, and east they go away from Eden. But God begins a mission to get his children back home. We see in the story that God wants to dwell again with humanity, and he creates ways to make this dwelling possible. We see this in the mobile temple the people of Israel used, which was a makeshift pop-up tent known as the tabernacle. In this tabernacle was a curtain that divided the holy place from the most holy place, which they believe was the presence of God. They used this temple as they were wandering the wilderness, longing to arrive home in their promised land, not realizing that they were carrying their true home, the presence of God. Long story short, they finally arrive in their promised land, and they have a king called Solomon who builds a temple for God. However, this people group did not live up by the home rules. They worship other gods, take advantage of the most vulnerable, and therefore, they are yet again banished from home and taken east to Babylon. This is the time of the exile, a time of longing for home, a time of longing to return and to rebuild. Have you ever felt like you were in a place you didn't want to be, and you have a longing to return to what once was, if only you were given the chance to do so? Like Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite, we will by any means necessary try to return to the good old days, the days we took for granted. For I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them. But their opportunity does come, and they return. But the return is underwhelming, and those who remember the days of old lament this disappointing return home. Now, here comes Jesus into the story. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "And the Word," speaking of Jesus, "the Word became flesh and dwelt," or tabernacled, "among us." Jesus tabernacling with humanity. And then Jesus tells his closest followers that he was departing to go back to the Father. This was not a part of the plan for these friends of Jesus. But he tells them something interesting. He tells them that he will send his Spirit to be with them and to dwell with them and in them. John 14:17. Jesus sends his Spirit to dwell within them and within us as a foretaste and down deposit of what's to come. God is dwelling with humanity once again in his Spirit. Now fast forward to the end of the scriptures. We see a promise that our longing will one day be fulfilled as God and humanity dwell together in a renewed world. Revelation 21:3 says, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with humanity. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God." Let's go back to the tabernacle and to the temple. Exodus 38:13 says that the tabernacle's gate was on the east side of it, and the temple, which the tabernacle was a foreshadowing of, also faced east. Why is this significant? You see, humanity was banished from Eden and went eastward. So this is a physical reminder from God that when we return to him, we return to our true home, just like humanity returning to the garden. Psalm 23:6 in the Message version says this, "I am back home in the house of God for the rest of my life." So, if I were to go back in time and talk with my high school self, here's what I would say. Don't ignore the longing, but don't believe that the longing will be fulfilled by convincing your parents to move back to your old house. Don't imagine the longing will be fully removed when you are free from school and the life that you could imagine for yourself is fully yours. Don't live in the past thinking that that is when you were truly happy and when you were truly at home. For home is where God's presence is, and God's presence is here, right now, in this moment. And one day we will all be home in the house of God when all things are healed and God and humanity are dwelling together again. Because we have God's Spirit dwelling within us, home, the presence of God, is experienced now, but not yet. But we get to have hope that we will one day be at our true home here on earth with God dwelling with us. So maybe you are finding yourself longing for a home that you have not yet known. Or maybe you have cut yourself off from this longing that calls to you. You have ignored it for so long. Guess what? It is there. It is the faint voice inviting you to explore, to lean into it, to feel. And this longing is pointing you to the life that is truly life, the life that we can experience in part, but one day will experience in full, life in the presence of God, our true home. So may you choose to be aware of the holy nostalgia for a place we have yet to explore. May you walk towards God, returning to your heart's true home. May you be aware of God's presence all around you and experience belonging in God's good world. And may you daily hear the invitation to return to God and hear God's loving voice say, "Welcome home, my child."
Thanks for listening. I'm Jonathan, and this has been Epiphany.